Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we visit an historic building in Istanbul, dubbed the Haunted House. Ghosts or not, though, the building does indeed shapeshift, morphing from an office space during the week into an art gallery at weekends. To tell us more, today's guide is Emily Wither.
Sitting elegantly on the European banks of the Bosphorus, the natural strait that runs through Istanbul, is Pereli Koşk, in English, the Haunted Mansion. We'll get to how it got its name later. Originally known as the Yusuf Ziya Pasha Mansion, it's a stunning example of Istanbul's rich architectural heritage. The castle-like red brick building, complete with stained glass windows and a turret, sits on one of the narrowest points of the Bosphorus, offering a panoramic view from the rooftop. It's worth visiting just for the photo opportunities alone. From the nine-story building, you can see both the Black Sea and the Marmara Sea, and catch a glimpse of the hillside homes dotting the Asian side of the city. Up on the roof, on one side, you can marvel at modern design, with a unique view of the Fatih Sultan Mehmet Bridge, also known as the Second Bosphorus Bridge, a giant slab of concrete connecting Europe with Asia. On the other side, admire the crumbling 15th century medieval fortress, Rumeli Hisseri, commissioned for an Ottoman siege of what was then known as Constantinople. The building is now the headquarters of Turkish industrial group Borusan Holding, as well as hosting its museum for contemporary art. On the weekends, after the office workers have left with tidy desks, you can visit the ever-changing exhibition lineup, with new media at its core, as artists experiment with light, sound, and video. Its founders say they hope to increase interest in contemporary art in Turkey. But perhaps just as enjoyable is the chance to snoop through the offices as you make your way through the sprawling space to the rooftop. On every floor, each neat meeting room and generous workspace is adorned with artwork from the Borusan Contemporary Art Collection. Borusan claimed to be the first in the world pioneering this unique office museum concept. If I could describe my dream office, this would be it. It's a calming, creative space featuring interesting design, striking artwork, beautifully crafted furniture, and of course those views. The luminescent waters of the Bosphorus bursting through big, bright windows. If you worked here, trust me, you wouldn't want to work from home. Construction for the mansion began in 1910 under Yusuf Ziya Pasha, the Ottoman ambassador to the United States, but stopped when the Ottoman Empire joined the First World War and construction workers were forced to trade in their tools for weapons. In 1995, a restoration process began led by Turkish architect Hakan Kuran, who took great care to restore the stone and brick facade, staying true to the original design, even importing the bricks from England. There are several tales as to why the house is haunted. After construction abruptly halted during the war, its second and third floors remained empty for decades, prompting the locals to wander as the wind whistled through the empty space. Rumour has it, the workers who were building the mansion claimed to have seen the late wife of the Ottoman Pasha and heard the faint tinkling sounds of a piano. Many of the city's old mansions are being torn down, replaced with modern villas, high-rise apartments, or soulless shopping malls. This century-old manor on the banks of the Bosphorus is both a reminder of Istanbul's grand past and an expression of the city's modern creativity.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, and our thanks to Emily Wither for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.